Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're live before I start pontificating. Just, that was kind of cool how that all happened, wasn't it? Stand by, everybody. Hey, hello, everybody.
We need to do more stuff like that, just hanging out off
the air. Yeah, well, unfortunately,
hello.
We're such big-time stars. We just don't got a lot of time. Is she not back yet?
She's peeing.
She's too busy listening to Story Time with Bubba.
Yeah, well, that was riveting.
You know, Blitz, if I had a reality show that was really, like, the way I roll, for real.
A real reality show?
Yeah, like, I want Anna to participate in this discussion.
Fair enough.
So, like, how long does it take for her to piss?
It looks like a long time.
Might be shitting.
Is she pooping?
She poops like 10 times a day.
Oh, that's right. She might be pooping. But
is she a fast pooper for the most part?
I think she's just peeing, to be honest.
All right, hopefully she gets back. She does not care. She comes and goes as she pleases, ladies and gentlemen. She looks like a bag lady with a fucking Afghan.
Yeah, there she is.
So, Anna, we were just talking about the conversation that me, you, and Blitz were having private as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, the show got saved by Tyler. Tyler rolled up and said, "Hey, you fuckers, it's 10:30.
Yeah. Well, Tyler and I kept sitting there, and Tyler's like, "What the fuck are they talking about?" I'm like, "I don't know, Tyler.
I kind of like Tyler. It's a Clem. He knew the show. Get the fuck, Dad. Get Tyler, let me see over there. Jesus, you there?
Yeah.
I like you taking initiative and saying, let's get the fucking show on the road.
Well, I know, because you always bitch and complain everybody's late. So I'm like, well, it's 10:30, so what's going on? Well,
I like it. Go in there and fucking man up like you did, bitch. I like it.
First it was 10:15, and I go, well, Tyler, they're talking. And he's like, all right. And we waited and waited, and he goes, what the fuck is going on? It's 10:30.
And
I said,
he brought his backup, Lummy. Yep. He wasn't going to do it by himself.
Oh, no, he was no way he would do it by himself.
He had to bring his fucking backup with him. Those two dumb fucks.
He's like, I'm frustrated. Let's get this going.
All right. Sorry we're late.
I sent you a text, Bubba.
We're late.
Can you read it real quick? But, like, I don't say anything on the air about it.
Okay, hold on.
Just, I don't know if you're okay with that or that needs to be fixed or what.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good.
Okay. Because there's that one up there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
I just want to make sure.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Yep.
So, anyway, we're talking.
You're having some great conversation.
And quite frankly, Blitz, I mean, the conversation I was having is my real life. Like, you know, it's real life. So, like, there's no, you know, there's no kayfabe in it. It's not like I'm lying about nothing.
Nope.
I mean, you know, I'm telling the truth. So I'm sorry the truth hurts.
I think that's your only redeeming quality.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
So anyway.
That's nice. Jesus.
So anyway.
Wow. No, but I mean, like, even if he's doing shitty stuff, he's always upfront about it.
For the most part.
And I appreciate,
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, make a long story short, me and Blitz and Honor are having a conversation. And I was just telling Blitz, Anna, if I could really have a reality show of how I really roll, like how I really fucking roll. Like, people don't know how I really roll.
No.
Like, even the fans don't really know how I roll.
No.
Like, I've seen bits and snippets of it, and it's fucking impressive.
Tyler sees how I roll a little bit.
Parts of it.
Yeah, parts of it. He knows the strict ship that I run.
That part of it, yeah.
And if I had a reality show of how I really rolled, Anna, I would either be the most, like, who's that guy that blows off guns on the West Coast? And
Dan Bilzerian.
I'd be Bubba Bilzerian, or I'd be dead. One of the two.
Yeah.
I'd either be the most hated guy in the world.
You're jacked like him.
I'm not jacked.
Yeah, you, are. Yeah, you just, you know, you got to lean out, but you're just as, you're probably more jacked than him.
No, I'm not.
You need some filler.
I need some fucking filler.
Sorry.
But Anna, do you think, Anna, if I had a reality show on how Bubba really rolls, right, do you think I'd be liked or hated?
You'd probably be both, right?
It'd like be 50,
or would people
50.
Be
hate
would,
to love you and love to hate you?
Would people be in awe? Be like, what the fuck? How does this guy roll?
It would be.
It is a. It really is a mixed bag of emotions when I see the things that you are able to pull off. Like, I'm impressed, but I'm also disgusted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, how can he fucking get it? And then I'm like, that's pimp. Like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Even when
you
were rolling hard, isn't that what a lot of people were saying, too? Like, how the fuck is Bubba getting these chicks and all this other stuff?
Yeah, 488.
Lummy, why are we going to put chicks involved? Maybe we were talking about other things out there.
Well, no, I was just saying, like, everything, because you said Dan Balzerian.
Well, just shut
up. That wasn't
up.
Eavesdropping. What are we talking about?
You were eavesdropping. I was in the studio the whole time. I don't give a fuck who was eavesdropping.
I was in the studio.
I don't give a fuck who was eavesdropping, quite frankly.
You said Dan Balzerian, and Dan Balzerian is known for getting money and girls. So I thought you were talking about.
And weed.
Yeah, good cover, Lummy. Good cover.
You can ask
we'll
Tyler.
We saw you out there with your phone out recording.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Ashley.
Yeah, quote unquote Ashley.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you had your recorder going.
I was in the studio. I didn't care about what you guys talked about.
So anyway, whatever. We're running a little bit late because me and Blitz and Anna were, you know what, having a good, friendly, you know, getting to know each other private time.
And Anna missed this part, but when we first went live, I said, we need to do that kind of stuff more often. Like, you know, I get it, we need content, but, like, sometimes, like, just off-the-air bullshit
and
is good, too.
And it really lends credence to what I've said before, that you're the funnest person I know.
Stop.
I'm not kidding. Like, how often was I belly laughing in just that 20 minutes? Like, I was, like,
I wasn't even trying
shit.
To be funny. I was just telling
I know. You're right. Telling me about the stuff you got going on. I'm laughing my ass off. Funny or no.
So, Lummy, did you go get my Ford deal, or did you forget?
Yeah, it's sitting in here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I think Lummy's disgusted by you, Bubba. He's can you believe we're this late?
Lummy, why are you mad at me?
No, because you guys thought I was eavesdropping. All I was trying to say was bring in something that how awesome you are. And then you guys, because Tyler and I didn't go in there and eavesdrop.
Here, Bubba's coming down now.
Oh,
that you guys were hating.
I don't give a fuck who was eavesdropping.
We weren't, though. But just because we're hanging out.
Like Tyler knows all this shit. Please.
But we didn't. Tyler and I were just hanging out waiting.
You were eavesdropping, Lummy, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yep. Lummy.
I was hanging out.
Take off your...
Like a motherfucker, Lummy.
Lummy, you know what?
Yes,
I may not have you be able to take off your headphones because you're not going to be able to...
Yeah, I know, because Butz is going to be a dick.
I'm going to come in there, though.
I'm going to trim your nose hairs first.
Okay.
And that way you can keep your headphones on, okay?
Yes, sir.
You need to get over here, though. This is more easier for me. Oh, we're on Dan's golden microphone. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Should I change it out?
Oh, fuck. Blitz, I'll change it out. Lummy, do a fucking soft shoe or something. Keep them entertained.
Dance, Lummy, dance.
I just cheered.
Did you say that's bad for the board?
Of course it is. Yeah. He doesn't care.
Okay, he doesn't care. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't
He's
give
me.
A fuck. Give like, Lummy a shirt. He doesn't give a fuck.
You're talking to not a mic right now.
Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck, Blitz, okay? Blitz, he doesn't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck if it's bad for the board. Here, look, bad for the board, bad for the board, bad for the board.
Blitz, what do you think about
that? Are you farting?
Bad for the board.
Bubba, are you farting?
But bad for the board. Fuck up, Blitz.
He's farting.
What do you
think?
Don't
fart in the mic.
Blitz, are you okay?
We can't
Lummy,
all get
come
COVID
back over
again.
Here. Sit down.
Oh, shit.
Fucking hurry up about it.
Oh.
There we go. And I don't want to hear your bullshit belly aching. Where's my fork?
Check. There we go.
Uh-oh. Are you ever going to cut the hair on your head? Or?
I'm talking to the microphone. We're in the goddamn school business.
No, Lummy. I'm not.
Okay.
Bubba said no, I'm not.
You're not what?
Cutting your hair ever.
No.
Yes.
No, you're like Goliath.
Goliath.
You can't cut your hair.
Like a grouper.
Oh, shit. Mm, that is aggressive.
This does not hurt. You're overreacting.
No, it's your penis.
Oh.
Oh, wow, good save.
That hurts.
Why do you smell like eucalyptus?
I don't know, my oils?
His oils.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Your nose hairs are relatively clean.
Mmm.
They're really clean.
Don't look in his ears. All the chips.
Oh,
Oh, it's eating there.
Ugh. Oh, shit.
Oh. You got it all boogered up. Now I got your
boogers.
Now I got your boogers on it.
I'm sorry.
Now, by the way, what the
Hold on.
Fuck is going on around here?
Oh, because it's right in front of his face.
Yes. Of us having a conniption.
Hey! What the fuck is going on around here? Hey! I'm Bob the Love Sponge, host of the motherfucking show around here. I look like a seal. I look like an orca. Why would you put that microphone up there?
Because it was in front of his face and no one can see it because we're using this camera only.
Oh, okay. No. I want everybody to know this is my Manscaped 4.0 lawnmower.
Yeah, your belly is in
the way. What's going
on? You can't see anything.
God damn, this is so... This is so low.
Should we have Jesus come in with the wireless camera?
No, fuck everything. I'm not real happy with Jesus right now.
Why? What did Jesus do?
Nothing, but you got to keep people down.
Oh, okay. You got to keep people down? Of course.
That's successful employment right there.
Oh, okay.
Now, let me get down here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that sounds good.
Now, I don't know if this attachment's too little, like too low, but I don't think it is.
Oh, boy.
Nope, it's hardly cutting anything.
Okay.
Except skin.
I can feel it.
I'm not into this anymore.
What?
I don't like doing this anymore.
But you're Bubba Sassoon.
This is...
Oh, God, that sounds...
This is... I need to get my other attachments. Because this one is just...
In your four box, do you have the rest of your other stuff?
Yeah.
You want to just use that? I got the extension cord out.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Let me do your eyebrows, okay?
Okay.
It's not going to do anything to them, though.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. This
what
is
if you just shaved them
pubes,
off right now?
Okay, buddy.
that was on your pubes?
Ew.
No. Yeah, those were on my pubes. At one time.
You just got to stick the extension cord
at one time, that,
what the fuck,
that machine was on my pubes.
Oh, man.
It's okay. I thought there was an attachment.
Oh. Do you get uncomfortable when we get this close?
Yes.
Of course he does.
Look at me in the eyes right now.
Look at him. Oh, shit.
Man, that's not a flattering camera angle for me. What the fuck? Right on my goddamn bald spot. The fuck, Blitz? Did you try to get bald spot isolations? What the fuck? That's horrible. Where's that camera coming from? That's bad as fuck. Where's that from?
Right here.
Right there.
Wait, let me delete this.
What the fuck?
Which one of these did you want to use? This one or the white one?
What do you mean?
You're the white one in the black case over here.
Mm.
Oh, the white one's for the goats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't even know if this is the right. Let me see that one over there. The blue, the red, black, or whatever.
That's a short. It's real short.
Mm.
That's really short?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. That looks like a number three, maybe.
Hold on.
The one you just took off, I think it was a three. I'm guessing. Three. Yeah.
What's this one?
Probably like a two, maybe a one.
What's that one say?
Two.
You want to go two or three?
Three.
I would try three first. Three's pretty short still.
I think you did three last time it was short.
I feel like schnazzy.
My bald spot looks horrible today.
Does it look different on other days? It's just because the light is literally shining on your skull.
I can't see it. I think it looks good.
Oh, fuck. Baba. You get ready to start bleeding again.
Let's try a different one. You hear popping in
the head? I hear popping. It's not the headphones.
It's through the headphones.
Oh.
Here, hold on. Bubba, just put it in one of that one.
I think we need to try a different one.
Thank God I got three.
Yeah, he just wanted to use the bad one.
Oh. What happened?
This isn't the attachment.
Look how
for this.
Paranoid Lummy looks right now. He's fucking petrified.
Do we have the attachment over here somewhere?
No, we're going. Watch out.
Okay.
Oh,
I got a Dethan. This is, we're getting you ready for
the birth of your son.
For your son. I'm doing this for the great Garrison family.
What's your son's name going to be officially?
Walker.
What's his middle name?
Wilbur.
James.
Walker James.
Yeah.
Who thought of that? That's about dumb. I mean,
isn't James like a relative or something?
Yeah, it's a family
name. And a king.
James is a family. I don't know any. Your dad's not James. Your brothers ain't James. Who the fuck's James?
My dad. And her. Your grandpa.
Whose grandpa?
Ashley's. Mom.
And your dad's name is James?
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you didn't name him the middle name Todd.
I was going Bubba.
That's too obvious. But Todd, get over here.
Yeah, where are you going, Lummy?
It's really... It's just real... It's real wiry, this episode.
Because it's not super long.
Yeah, do you think we should...
It needs a trim, but...
Let me... Do you not, if you don't want this, I can stop. Like, it's not a big deal. I could care less. I would rather... I gotta go to the dentist today.
You gotta get your teeth in.
I gotta get my...
What do you smell?
I don't know. I smell something.
You said earlier you said eucalyptus.
I smell eucalyptus. Do you got cough drop or gum in?
Mm-hmm.
You have cough drop or gum in?
Mm-hmm.
You do, both? Does it hurt, Lummy?
I'm just dethatching it, Lummy. This is what real friends do, Lummy. Mm-hmm. This is like we're black guys at the barber shop.
Is this the fade that you're doing?
This is the fade to get you laid, cousin.
Absolutely.
Blitz. Did you wash your hair today?
Mm-mm.
It feels a little green. This is always the awkward part right here, because your mustache grows, and it's hard to get in without hurting your nose.
You're doing yard work right now.
My arms are getting tired.
Way to go, Lummy.
Making Bubba's arms tired.
Yeah.
Well, Lummy, I got to get on this section of it.
Oh, interesting approach.
That's a pro job right there,
Kat. Yeah, you're doing great. Yeah, get those lips. Got to shave those lips down.
Only Bubba Sassoon does it. Oh, yeah. Tongs in the nose. Tongs in the nose. Oh, tongs in the nose. Look at how far up they are, too. He's tapping.
Okay, I got you, buddy.
Tap blade, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't recognize taps
in the
barbershop business. We don't recognize taps,
right,
sir.
Right.
We know what's best for your follicles.
Almost through the nose.
Looks pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see the other side of it.
People are calling it Baboon Sassoon.
Are you on? But aren't you so happy that we've established this trust that I'm not going to give you a racing stripe or nothing like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've never done that before.
Lift up all the way, buddy.
Well, he'll never do that again.
Ew! This is sponsored by Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Lift up.
Let me see.
Look at the Kellogg's Corn Flizz.
Ew!
I can't use my skin stuff.
It's his. He has to
go to the hospital for a few days, Bubba.
I can't use my skin stuff until I see the doctor today.
God, get back on the skin stuff. I feel like I got a set of Pringles in here.
Oh.
All right, so now
you pop, you can't stop.
This is the part that this is important part.
This is like the trust game part.
Yeah, like this is what I get. Like this is, you know, this is where you got to bring in the heavy hitter for this one. Okay, I'm doing the line. My hand's cramping.
Anna's dry heaving over here.
Why is she? What's so wrong with this? Anna, what's turn towards me.
Cornflakes.
It's dry skin, you dumb fuck.
Hey!
Hey, you can't speak to me like that!
No, we don't call people dumb here.
Well, we can.
Your savior says so, Lummy.
Yeah,
Lummy, bitch. What if I just went bam and just gave you one of those?
I'd be sad.
Tara would be real mad.
Oh,
what?
Tara's got you a lot of heat, too. Did you know that? Did you tell her that?
She's talking to you, Lummy.
Yeah, I told her. I told her, don't hit me.
All right, go down back down.
Don't hit me.
You told her don't hit you?
Lummy, why do you look like you're just looking into outer space?
I am.
Because I am. Say it. What?
Because I'm looking into outer space. Because I am.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
With this procedure?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want this procedure to continue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is he going to say, no?
Stockholm.
Running out of room.
Maybe for this that is, part, you should use the man groomer.
This is the most important.
Well, maybe the man groomer is probably better on that
this
one.
This is the most important part. This is the
your
most
lawnmower 4.0.
This is the most important trim of your life because this is the trim before your son comes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm taking this very seriously.
This is the first thing that he's going to see. See how those ceramic blades work.
Oh, they work good.
Mm-hmm.
Now Ashley will be able to kiss those lips.
Mm-hmm. Manscaped, promo code Bubba. Say it, Lummy.
Promo code Bubba.
Lummy, why do you look soulless?
Is that because I am?
Because he is.
Lummy, do you have teeth? Because we never see them. You always hide your teeth. Are you a teeth hider?
Mm-hmm.
Like this. Smile. Smile. Nobody's ever seen you. Either smile, I'm going to give you a gouge. There you. See, you got good teeth. Show Anna. She's a teeth expert. See?
Yeah, you have nice teeth.
Yeah, you got nice teeth. Why don't you show them more?
Did you say jerk off?
Show them off.
Oh.
Nasty bitch.
My arms are getting tired.
Uh-oh. Guys, two-handed technique. Could you imagine having to barber all day?
No, fuck it. I'd say... I need to take a nap after each guy. Plus dealing with just people. I hate people.
I gotcha.
Heard that.
All right, look how beautiful that looks.
Looks great.
All right, now I got to slop on. Oh, shit, let me.
You lost
what
your
did
attachment.
You make him do?
You lost your attachment.
Let me. While I whip up my concoction, you guys need to host the show a little bit, okay?
Okay, so you are going to do the color then.
Yeah, I got you. Cook.
Here let's or see. In the kitchen?
Look at me, Lum Lum.
Do you have any color in here?
Yeah. It looks a lot better. It looks dialed in. Are you bleeding at all? This time from the outside of your body instead of the inside? I don't think he's bleeding. But your nose bleeds easily, right?
No, this is all I need.
Okay.
I'm going to whip it up in the kitchen. You guys talk, okay?
Okay, we'll talk.
Some girl talk.
You girls chat.
Yeah,
I'm going to go in the kitchen with Bubba.
Just a little blood.
Mm.
Oh,
nothing you haven't seen or felt before.
No, nothing.
So, right,
so
Lummy,
Bubba,
let's
Bubba's
talk.
Bubba's here in the kitchen mixing up.
Oh, you still got a mic.
Oh, he
does.
No,
go
of
ahead,
course,
though.
Let's always have a mic. Don't you remember?
Yeah, go ahead.
He said he lost a lot of weight. He's got a mic time.
Yeah.
Okay, Lummy.
No, that's more video time.
Lummy just said that you don't do this very well, and his beard looks horrible, Bubba.
That's fucking rude,
yeah.
Lum Lum.
I didn't say that. Anna, he can't hear you
anyhow.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, I know he can't hear you.
He said, I dare you can do it. He's like, you probably can't do a very good job coloring my beard in. Little Wilbur's going to hate it.
In 48 hours, you're going to have a little baby.
Yeah, Lummy's going to be a kid, Bubba.
That's crazy.
Lummy's going to have a kid. He is already.
Are you going to suck on Ashley's titties to get the milk?
After the baby has some.
Mm.
You haven't been taking it yet?
No, because the first part's the best part for the baby, they said.
No, you
when
should
do
be,
they start
you
lactating?
Should be drinking, you should have been drinking milk for the whole past week, Lummy.
When do
no,
when do broads
part.
Start lactating? Like before the baby's born?
Yeah.
Or right
is
after the baby's born?
Lummy, is she producing
is
milk
she
now?
Leaking?
I think so.
You think so?
Don't
you
fucking hang out with
it?
Her?
Because you're supposed to leave it. There's like some part
Lummy,
of it that's
lactating.
The best part.
You need to be valving.
Well, no, they said that.
Right from the tap.
They said the first part is the best part for the baby. It has, like, the most nutrients.
So what? You need it, too. Look how big you are.
What the fuck?
You need nutrients.
I'll take nutrients.
You just went through
something traumatic.
And that lactation would help heal
your esophagus.
Lum?
Yes.
Esophagus. I'll talk to the doctor today.
Ask if you can have some.
Yes.
Save me some.
Yeah, you should.
Dan said you should bottle it and you can sell it. That's what the doctor
said. She'll be pumping. He'll be using it as a chaser. Make some white Russians out of some titty milk.
All right, so this is the one Bubba has to like push in pretty hard.
Sorry. Well,
you got to push it in to get it in because
it's so thatchy.
His hair.
Lummy, were you around when I had to make breast milk ice cream for everyone here?
Yeah. We did breast milk.
I know 25 ate it.
I had breast milk.
Whose titty milk was it?
Our random listener.
Yeah,
oh, God. Can you get AIDS like that?
No, hopefully.
That's what they told us.
God.
Who told us that?
Hamill told me that.
Oh, Dr. Hamill?
Said you can get AIDS from titty milk?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Hamill could get AIDS from the stuff he did, too. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
you're
dating, you know, dirty whores in the fucking streets of New York. And
shooting
maybe
up
putting
and stuff.
Your penis in their butthole. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's That's AIDS all day, the way I had it figured.
AIDS all day.
The butthole to mouth over and over and over?
Yeah, when you're doing
AIDS. Ass to mouth and then back to ass.
Love it. I mean, what, buddy? What?
It hurts, but it's so funny.
It's so funny. I saw those teeth just now, buddy.
Show them teeth off.
Show them teeth. Show them bicuspids, brother. Show me them bis. I ain't talking about your seps, cuzzo. Oh, this is a very much. Look, this, I can't get in there.
This is very delicate.
This is how you paint, Bubba. You haven't been painting.
I know. I've been so bad at not painting, and I've been. I just.
But it's such a therapeutic thing for you to do.
That's why I've probably been on a little edge. Have I been on edge a little bit?
You know, you've been through a lot.
Bad. You guys got to kind of give me my. You know, when I'm getting a little edgy. You need to say, "Hey, you're getting a little."
No, because then you triggered the barbs at us, so we say, "Oh, you're."
Can
great.
I get you
there's
an
no
adult
problem.
Coloring book, maybe?
Bob Ross says no. That painting makes it happy.
Happy accidents.
I don't want to color.
No.
I don't know. I just thought maybe you need to do something artistic.
If I got you a couple canvases, would you paint me something?
Yeah.
Like, because here's what I want, Bubba, for the house.
This way. Turn this way. Tell me what you want.
You know those like.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Tell
me what you want, what you really,
like
really want.
Vertical, but like they're spaced apart like an inch or two.
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
But like make one painting out of the three.
No, yeah, they're all like crisscrossed. They go together.
Yeah.
It's a puzzle.
If I bought those canvases, would you make me a painting?
Yes.
Okay. I need one for the house.
You got to buy the canvases.
I will.
And then I'll paint them. If you give me a general idea of the colors you like.
Okay, I will. I'm a big fan of like white and black.
Didn't you want the Tampa skyline? Can you do that, Bubba?
No,
he's not an artist. He is, but he's.
You can't do the Tampa skyline. The fuck,
bitch! You know what? You're getting on my fucking nerves.
Yeah, you're getting on his last nerve.
Earlier we were having some great moments, and now you're on my nerves, and my arms hurt.
Yeah, you're
really what? Is that my fault?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Well,
I don't know. I thought that's what you
it's
wanted.
Like what the Mexican guys in Ybor do with fucking spray cans.
Spray paint.
Yeah, no.
And a piece of paper, and they lift it off, and all of a sudden,
all of a sudden there's a fucking moon with a bridge. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
It's neon and shit.
Yeah, come on, man. They were sniffing the Krylon just 2 days before they got. This is where it gets a little crazy here.
The mustache?
Yeah. The mustache doesn't. Well.
You're going to stain his lips. He's going to have brown lips.
I feel as if I'm being as careful as I ever have.
You are. You're being very gentle.
Today.
You missed a little bit, like, under here, though.
Yeah.
On this end.
Move this, turn this way.
Yeah.
Get this in here.
No, like, down his neck.
He's getting to it,
bitch. Okay, I'm just letting you fucking know.
I can't take much more of her. I'm going to snap, and she's going to get a fucking correction.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get a correction. I'm putting her on CN. You're on CN. You know what that is?
No.
Correction notice.
Yeah.
Cunt notice.
It's where Bubba takes a bunch of that hair dye and walks over to you and just goes through your hair with his hands.
Oh, no. Can you imagine if I just went here?
I can.
Yeah.
Threw a glob of hair dye at you.
I took this right here and then I just went right down your little fucking blonde streak. A little fuck me blonde streak that you think works. That little fake fuck me blonde streak because
I like the fake fuck me blonde streak.
Hold on, girls that got real fuck me streaks are getting fucked.
Yeah.
Girls that got fake fuck me streaks, what happened to them, Lummy?
Making Rubik's cubes.
Don't get fucked. What are you acting like it's painful? This is probably the easiest procedure I've put you through.
His eyes are watering.
His eyes are always watering.
That's called alcoholism.
He's crying.
How are you doing on the drinking?
Great.
I don't think he's had a drink since, right?
Nope. Yeah, right.
Check nothing. It. You've had nothing?
Check his Gatorade right now. I guarantee it's 50-50. Check it.
Let's see.
I don't think he's had a drink. He's just so happy to be healthy. He doesn't want any alcohol. I know how that feels. I've had benders before.
Oh, but it smells like Gatorade.
Oh. I've had benders before. You don't want to touch anything. So happy to feel normal.
What? Nothing.
You should be saying
thank
you. You
got to get that underbrush, okay?
You have to get the underbrush.
Let me get over here. I can't see. You got to get the... You gotta get to. You gotta get to.
I think
over,
his hair
under.
Fought back.
Your hair's fighting me back on this one, cousin.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I mixed it correctly.
Oh no.
He doesn't know if you use the right stuff at all either. By the way,
it could be red. Can you imagine if it's Ronald McDonald red?
God. I will.
Would that be the greatest rib ever? If it
greatest.
Was on Ronald McDonald red.
Yeah, that'd be so funny.
Oh my god. Gotta get the eyebrows.
Yeah, red eyebrows.
I mean, that'd be bad.
you're gonna look like Esmeralda. With faded out eyebrows.
All right, let me put this. Why are you so angry? I'm exhausted.
You look angry.
He's over it.
I'm not angry. I'm just over it because I have an attention deficit disorder.
Then you gotta go to the dentist later.
Yeah, I may.
Wow, your calves are fucking kicking.
No, for real?
For real, real. Oh shit, oh, yeah. They really are lean as fuck. It's kind of scary, and you're very vascular. Wow.
You should see my cock.
Is it very vascular?
No.
No.
But it's meaty, I've been told.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. Fucking Lummy.
Lummy, why'd you let him do that?
Meaty cock.
What did you say meaty cock?
Meaty cock. Bubba has a meaty cock.
Okay.
He's been told, and the by told is from Lummy.
Yes, I feel
it. It's whatever. I'll be right back.
Sure. All right, bye. We're going out here to
bye.
Rinse out
shit.
The
how you feeling,
hair.
Mom? You look good. You look dialed in. Then what? You have to leave it in for like
set for 20 minutes.
20 minutes. I thought it was like 10.
No, it's 20.
All right.
If you want to get a good, if he wants to get the good cut in,
yeah.
It's
if you want to get a real bright red, it's got to get 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be, it's either Ronald McDonald or Wendy's red. You pick time.
Yeah.
Is that 15?
And then it's gonna take like 2 days to cut in, right? Where it looks real nice.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah.
What you going over there?
Perfect timing.
Sure. Well, no, because it's gross.
Sit here.
It's gross over there, Bubba.
Yeah, it's all full of hair.
It's hair.
And chips.
Gross over there.
It's hair.
Hair and Fritos.
Yeah, it's gross. There's Fritos everywhere.
Oh.
It's like a chip factory over here.
It's not
shame
nice.
For him, Lummy.
Skin.
It's his skin. He can't help it.
Oh, it's just skin.
He can help the thing in his ear, though. All right,
so we got a 20-minute timer. So like 11:20, we're going to walk.
He has overactive skin disorder.
That's right.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Instead of a bladder, it's skin?
Yeah, I have a bladder issue. He has a skin issue.
You have a bladder issue. I have a skin issue.
Yeah, I make pee-pee on myself.
God.
Do you pee pee on yourself a lot?
Yeah, sometimes.
What the fuck?
Sometimes, yes.
All right. Hello?
Hi.
Can everybody leave?
No.
Anna's just talking about how she pees on herself.
Yeah, I pee on myself. It's not as bad as it used to be, though.
All right, so anyway, as you process, I got to really thank you, Rainbow Rick. God bless his little soul.
Hey, can you turn my mic back on?
You're on. There you go. There you go. And now you're off. There you go. You there, buddy?
I am. Thank you. One more.
Rainbow Rick has Blitz listened to the show,
yep.
And he knows who people that are now qualified Bubba Army royalty, and you know with that, you get potentially on the belt, your name placard
yes.
on the belt at one time or another, and he now has done the forensic accounting and
okay.
provided me with an Uncle Eric placard.
Nice.
A Bright House Farm Johnson Island placard.
Okay.
Now, isn't that cool that he or Blitz? Did you get a hold of him and give him these names? Or did...
No, I did not actually.
So that isn't...
I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure. Lummy helped out.
I did.
Lummy, see, that's just the kind of stuff that you do that goes unnoticed and but not unappreciated.
But yes, for Rainbow. Thank you, Rainbow Rick, for getting.
Thank
it
you
done.
For Rainbow Rick, but thank you for you.
Yeah. For giving him all your friends' names.
Yeah.
All the guys that Lummy likes, he's had made a plaque for.
Benny Woo One.
Benny Woo One.
Scooter 385. So now, Lummy, are you just saying that he's doing your dirty work for you?
Yeah, this is all Lummy's friends is what this is. This is Lummy's friends list.
Benny Woo One?
Yeah, Benny W-O-1.
Yeah. Come on, we love Benny.
Oh, yeah. So this isn't really a nice gesture. This is Lummy trying to grease people?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on. No, all those people have qualified.
These are all people that gave gifts for Lummy's kid.
DJ Willa 007.
This is the thank you back. Is I'll put you on the belt.
Cherryhead 323.
Yep, because that guy cheers during Lummy's show all the time.
Yeah, some of these guys didn't even really qualify. That's just this is Lummy's call.
It's what it is. Cherryhead is like he always donates money during Lummy's sports show, right, Lummy?
Sure does.
Yes.
Oh, the very ballyhooed country girl 92. Love her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 843 Bubba. Woo. Those are the new names I've been given.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, those are all good names, though.
And, in a couple weeks
except
or so.
Except for that maybe Benny Wooga. I don't know about him.
Benny's the man. In a couple weeks, we'll make another belt change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you don't drop him in the board.
Mm. Or in the trash.
Hey, Jesus, are you there?
I'm here, Daddy.
Daddy, I'm here back in my fucking box full of gears. Hello? Jesus, you there?
Yes.
Thank you for doing that for me today. Are you sure that's not a problem?
What are you talking about?
Picking up those trophies.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
From John.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And I'm glad that he got a hold of you because I forgot to tell you.
I figured, so. Right. But, yeah, we got it.
All right, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Love you.
I'll take care of it, Daddy. I'll make some room in my bucket of gear for these dumb trophies you wanted.
How was the Rays game?
It was good, but I just saw an article a little bit ago that somebody got stabbed in the parking lot afterwards.
Yeah, and you didn't get it on film?
Oh. Yeah, come on, Tyler.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, that's probably in, like, the bad.
It was in the parking lot.
It's in the parking lot. That is the bad area.
And the bottom line is, Tyler, you're not. That's probably a guy that was causing problems and things like that. You know, you and your girl don't cause no fucking problems. You just get in your car and leave.
Carry at 323, $25 cash.
See?
Well, thank you.
That's one of the guys that's got
a
plaque.
But it was a great game. Wasn't it like 7-5 or something?
6-4.
Nice. Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah, there's a lot of people because they got the $10 tickets going on for the
rest of the year. Yeah,
right.
$10.
So anyway, I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Lummy, you can I got another 10 minutes of processing.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's already coming in fucking real Tom Selleck-ish.
I love that.
Very Billy Mays-ish.
Very Esmeralda.
Tommy Selleck's the man.
Yeah,
Maria.
Very, very. Very Tom Selleck-ish. Does he have a little stain on his? He does. Damn it. Lummy, I may have put a birthmark on your. Anna, can you get a wipe and wipe it off, or can? Yeah, Lummy. Yeah.
Here, here. Ready? Catch.
No. Don't let her. Him. Don't let her.
What the hell did you just throw against the wall?
It's hand sanitizer wipes. You can just take a little wipey.
That was a horrible throw.
Well, that was a horrible catch.
All right. So now, Lummy, take a look at the camera. And kind of, how a girl kind of does her makeup.
Yeah, come on,
like
Valentina. Let's get it.
De-smudges their, how they kind of de-smudge their makeup. I got a smudge. Let me, I did not mean to put a smudge on you. It was just a smudge.
It's just a smudge.
Smudge happens.
Martina.
Smudges happen.
Ow!
That was right in the head. Good job, Lummy. Yes.
That was the best.
I've been wanting to do that for so long, Lummy.
Lummy's putting himself over. Look, Lummy's. Yeah, okay, so Lummy.
That was awesome.
Noon. Fuck. You got it, buddy? Oh, there you go. See, there you go. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Well, don't get too much into the stash, kid.
Wow, what a round mouth.
What a round.
Nice and tight, too. Look at nice and tight.
Man, I got a boner on that deal.
Yeah, nice and tight.
Man, whoa. Oh. I got a goddamn boner on that deal.
Jason.
So, Anna, before we leave, I got to go to the dentist, but before we leave...
Yeah, I know. You haven't told me yet.
Todd's got to pick up trophies. Todd, you got the... Jesus, you got the address on the deal?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Man, he sounds... Tyler sounds like just Johnny calm and collected, does he not?
You kind of need that in your life, Bubba, because you're, you.
I'm what, a hot fucking mess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling around hot mess, crazy, pilled
your
out.
Your Doug Clem's mistake.
Doug Clem's mistake, 1,050 bits.
I just roll around me. I think I roll around cool as fuck. Like, I'll roll to the dentist's office today, and all the ladies will love me because I'll be cutting promos and fucking being funny.
You'll cause a scene is what you do.
And then, I'm just saying, like, I think people like me when I roll around, like when I roll up on a motherfucker.
It depends on how long you're there for.
What do you mean?
Like, if you roll up and kind of cause a little scene and move along, you're great. If you show up and you cause a scene and then you're there for like 4 more hours causing scenes.
Why do you think I'm going to cause a scene at the dentist? The women
Why don't you cause a scene everywhere? Not in a bad way, but you still call, like, you know, they all know you're there.
I just take control of the room.
Yeah. Cause a scene.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way,
it's not
but
causing a fucking scene.
Well,
it's a production, and it's
Lummy,
a fun
are my,
one.
Are my manscaping tools down there, buddy? I think they are.
Yeah, the Lawnmower 4.0.
You just dropped it on the floor, I think.
No, that's a plug-in one.
Oh, don't drop
my Lawnmower 4.0
on
never.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to make blades. Manscaped.com. Promo code Bubba.
So, Anna, tell us about Saturday night. You were at a gay club.
Well, that's right.
Now, supposedly you were... Oh, hold on. So where did you start tonight? With that couple that wants to fuck
the
you?
Ale or something? No. These are different people.
Have they
completely.
Backed off or
no? We hung out like 2 weeks ago. They're awesome. They're super cool. I hung out. I slept at their house.
When?
Like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
and
ago.
And when you sleep at their house, they don't try to sneak in there and get some sniz?
No sniz. They never try to get some sniz.
Chico 2213 in the D6T.
You think they're laying in bed? And they're like, hey, honest, just on the other,
Honestly. No.
With her little titties.
No. They're a fun couple, though. And what they always make me feel
what if they're like, hey, Anna, you want to come in? Our king-size bed's got one more spot for you.
I'm good.
You're what?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Can I have a snack instead? Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what you do, Bob, is you hear her car start up and she's out.
Yeah, she's so uptight.
Sorry.
So, yeah. So you have a Saturday night. Well, Friday night you were here, and I think you did well here. Did you get fucked up here?
No.
And then you left.
Yep.
And then Saturday
night.
What'd you do Saturday day? Just sleep in?
Slept in a shit ton. I was pretty much useless until about 6-7 p.m.
Oh, that's Jesus. Cool.
And then I was like, I gotta work out.
That's rock star shit.
I know.
Right
and then I got. I was like, I gotta fucking work out. So I had like an amazing workout. It was awesome. And then I decided, okay, I'm gonna go downtown and see my girlfriend Kelly and her friends.
What's Kelly do?
Kelly's just got some odd jobs here and there.
Yeah, pretty much. So
she fuck.
More than me, yeah. Yeah, she's a boyfriend. He's cool, too.
Oh, okay.
And so I go meet Kelly and some of her friends. And
girlfriend or guy friends or both?
Well, that's where it gets interesting, Bubba.
Okay, thank you, Anna.
So
Kelly and her friends, you're going to meet, mm-hmm. and then a friend portion is the interesting fact.
Yeah, so I meet her and her friends, and one of them is clearly, transgender, which is totally cool. I'm totally cool with that. Totally fine. But as the night progressed, I realized that this person was just not that at all. They were just a girl. But I thought the whole time, I was just really confused. And I felt like the majority of the thoughts I had that night were just me trying to figure things out.
So did you, regardless of what they're trans, right? They're transitioning from one to another?
This person was 6'1", 6'2".
All right.
Very broad shoulders, bigger arms, not a big chest.
Right.
I'm looking at the jawline, round face, deep voice, hair under the armpits.
But what was her name?
Lauren.
Lauren. Okay. So you're hanging out with Lauren.
Red lipstick.
Right. And
long dress.
Now, is Lauren pulling off the feminine look?
Well, I mean, clearly I had some questions.
Right. Clearly. You're in the question business as well. That's what I tell people sometimes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, listen, sorry that I'm so inquisitive, but I'm in the question business. Right. I'm in the question business.
So
Lauren, how big's your penis?
Right. So I'm looking at her, I'm like, okay, you're like, cool, awesome. I'm down with anybody. I don't give a fuck.
And it's kind of cool. Listen, I know a lot of people may not feel this way, but it's cool that Lauren is secure enough in their skin to fucking roll the way Lauren wants to roll.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Huge big bitch, 6'1", 6'2", broad shoulders, looks like a fucking linebacker and is just working a dress. Like, awesome.
And owning it.
Fucking owning it, like deep ass voice, red lipstick, wearing mascara. I'm like, fuck, I don't give a fuck. She's living her best life. We're having a good time. Who fucking cares? Right. Drinks are flowing.
Now, are you and Lauren hanging out a little bit?
Yeah, we're hanging out. And, I had just met her, and she was one of those, like, kind of oversharers, which I appreciate. So she's telling me how she's fucking all these guys, and she got fister blisters.
What?
Yeah.
She got the what?
She Hold likes on. Getting... Fisted with a full fist.
Okay.
Well, but have you ever heard of that before?
Fister blisters. And she went to the gyno because she thought, and that was another kind of like, huh?
Hold
on. She went to the gyno and the gyno said that she had herpes.
Hold on. Bubba, have you ever heard of that before ever?
No.
I have not
fister
either.
Fister blisters?
She's like, oh, they were fister blisters. And I was like, oh, shit.
Lauren likes to get fisted.
I don't think, to be honest, that is a thing, by the way.
And in the fisting world, they call this a condition called fister blisters.
Yes.
And is that where you're breaking out on your BH?
No,
it's in her vagina. Yeah. Bubba. She was fucking all these guys and they were fucking up her vagina, so she had to go to the gyno.
Oh.
Exactly was my reaction. Oh.
No, you said fisting.
Right.
You can
fisting,
fist any
Bubba.
Hole, Bubba, if you try hard.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
the front hole.
You can fist a nose.
But did she specifically say fist?
Yeah, she said it was fucking up my vagina.
Okay.
And I had to go to the gyno.
Okay, well, that happens.
I mean, you probably don't go to the gyno for your butthole.
Okay.
Maybe you do. I don't know.
Listen, you condescending fucking bitch. I'm just trying to wade through this
too,
with you.
Me too, Bubba. Okay? We're learning together.
All right, so Lauren's having some girly issues.
And my response is, huh. So I'm trying to ask leading questions because I'm
your
just
response
kind
of, is because you don't know what to fucking say next. Right?
Well, also I'm just trying to figure out what's going on because I thought that it was a different situation, and she's banging all these guys, and then my friend Kelly tells me, hey, you know, she's been fucking whores since she was, you know, since 10, 15 years ago.
So she's been fucking.
Then I'm going, wait.
So, hold on. So she's been sexually active as a girl for a while.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to say.
And then I realized throughout the night that she was just a regular double X the whole time. It was not a transgender person.
Oh.
But
so
I was treating her like one. So I was just, you know, not that you treated them differently, but you're just, I was like trying to be like extra nice and like give her extra props because I thought she was really overcoming a lot of.
Was she attractive?
She had a pretty face. But again, I just thought it was, I thought it was a different situation.
Right.
And she was hitting on every guy we saw that night. She'd walk by and I have a video of her that I'll show you later. She's kind of a drunk mess.
Now, hold on. When you're saying hitting on every guy,
yeah.
Well, how does that go?
She literally would walk by and be like, did your sports team win today? Did your sports team? Like, guys on the street just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. My Brewers won today. So what's that? Get me some.
I don't know. She would just say it and then kind of like sometimes she would stop and engage and other times she would just keep walking with
Man,
us.
Man, love it. You're getting cut in as good as hell.
Fuck. Yeah, Valentina.
Good as fuck.
Good.
So Lauren and you are talking about that she's got some girly problems because, you know, she...
Well, she's announcing it to the group. There's a
now,
group
was
of
it
us.
Herpes?
It wasn't herpes. It was fister blisters. But the gyno told her it was herpes, but she apparently was, quote, a dumb bitch.
All right. So the gyno was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, when the gyno tells you it's herpes, you just call them a dumb bitch. That's a good way to
well,
do it.
Well, here's the thing, though, is the gyno was kind of a dumb bitch because she didn't test her before she said that. She just said, oh, those are herpes. So then she gets tested. She's negative.
So it's just the blister deal.
It's
from
the blister from getting, and she said, and she was showing me like the size of the fist.
Yeah, that's good. That's fine. And so after, you know, that, where do we go with it?
Well, her friend was there as well, this beautiful, voluptuous black woman. And that was also kind of an interesting situation because apparently.
And so you're mingling with these people.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Absolutely. And they're fucking fun. Like, we are having a great time.
Right.
So.
And you probably are not so fun.
No, I'm super fun. I mean, they are. The black chick was obsessed with me. She was like, oh my
like
God,
Blitz?
You're so cute.
Worse than Blitz?
Worse than Blitz.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
What the hell?
I mean, that was a funny one.
Yeah, it was. I like how you
said show me
there.
The teeth on that one, kid. There you go.
Show me the teeth.
Oh, my
teeth.
God. That's so fucking frightening.
Show me the teeth on that one. There you go.
You look like fucking Uncle Leo, dude.
That's my
and
boy
it's
over
creeping
there.
Me out.
That's my boy over there. All right, continue it on.
My God.
Hi, I'm Billy Mays.
Yeah, Billy Mays here.
Billy Mays here.
Billy Mays on growth. Anyway, so Anna, you're hanging out with this bigger black girl, and you're hanging out with Lauren.
Yeah,
Lauren is
and
a
my friend Kelly.
And your friend Kelly. And Lauren is a real woman who you thought might have been transitioning.
I thought she was trans until
but
about
she's not. She's,
2 hours into the night.
She's a real woman, and she likes to get fucked.
She likes to get fucked. She likes to get fingered. She likes to get fisted. She just likes it all. She likes it crazy.
And I'm assuming there's a lot of guys that want to give it to her.
She said, she told me she banged 4 guys in a week, like in March.
Fantastic. So now where are we going? We got the bigger black girl. And
the bigger black girl.
And she's more obsessed with you than Blitz.
She is fucking, she sees me and she's just like, oh, you have, she was complimenting my teeth, my ass, my legs.
Well, she's on point,
like,
Darren.
Damn, do you want to fuck me? She was just like, you're so cute. Like, I don't think they've ever seen someone, because again, like I was probably, I was pretty small compared to, the rest. And they were just so obsessed with how like petite I was. Like Lauren was like, get on my back. And I was like, what? She's like, get on my back. So I just did. So I got on her back.
Blitz, we got a big black girl with a big, big white girl. And Anna is on the back playing fucking water bug.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right.
She's like, wrap your legs around me. I was like, and I was so scared. But I'm like, okay, I'll do whatever you want.
All right. So then what happens? Do you guys in a modern day threesome of girl,
well, there's
threesome?
Four of us, actually.
All right. So then what happens?
So then we go to the bathroom, as girls do.
Girls go to bathrooms in packs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can never go to get alone.
And then all of a sudden, the bigger black chick, who's beautiful, by the way, and she's, she's funny, she's cool. Lauren, an Amazonian woman, takes a bunch of water and puts it all over black girl's tits. And by the way, let me just detail what the black chick was wearing. She had a crop top, white, like a Hanes t-shirt that was cut, no bra.
What kind of knocks?
Nice.
No fucking... Dude, I didn't realize how much no bra is in style right now.
Oh, it is a fucking thing. Whether it is, and it's the fucking best.
And whether, again, if you have huge titties, if you have no titties, if you just see a little bit of nipple, like, poking through the shirt. I saw so many
girls
that night.
I've been doing no bra for a long time now.
No
people love
fucking
it.
Bra. And I kind of think it's cool, like, especially with, like, natural tits.
It's
they don't give a fuck.
It's real liberating for the natural tit girls.
Yeah, yeah. I was
and
like,
so, Anna,
man,
you should, you should, yes. You could.
Yeah, I mean, it would just be just
I mean,
nips.
Not, maybe not at work, but yeah.
Yeah, no. It would just be a really aggressive, because I kind of have aggressive nipples like you, Bubs.
Really? Oh, so you're really easy to fucking make fun of my nips, but deep down, you're in the same fucking situation.
100%. But I got to wear a bra.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm supposed to. So, I mean, yeah.
So now we're just walking around town with, like, this chick who is basically in a wet t-shirt contest. With
right.
And she's wearing a crop top, and she's got low-hanging tits.
Is she cute?
That's balls. Yeah, she was very cute.
Right.
She's working what she got. Let's put it that way.
Right. So you got these four bitches. You got this big black girl. You got this middle linebacker, 6'1" girl.
Yeah, my friend Kelly.
You got your
and
friend
me,
Kelly and you.
Who's barely keeping it together because she's just like, this is a circus right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So then what?
So then, you know, we kind of bounce around a few places. We went to, do you know, have you been to Ringside Cafe? I fucking hate that place.
Yes, I have.
It's awful. It's just trash. Like, it's trashy. Everyone's gross and old and smoking.
Right, exactly.
I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Been 20 minutes.
Oh, has it been?
Yeah.
All right, let me need to go rinse yourself, or do you need to get a rinse in? Which one? I think you can rinse yourself.
Yes, sir. You're lesbians.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm riveted on this story.
I know 20 minutes is enough. I don't want him to sit there for another 20 minutes.
Oh, I was going to let him sit there for an hour.
I know. Burn his hair off.
All right, so Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ringside Cafe probably wouldn't be my 18th choice of the night.
Fucking
but anyway,
horrible. But we had to say hello to someone who had a fucking birthday and got engaged. I was like, I could care less. Get me the fuck out of here, please, please. So we leave there. We go to another place for like literally 5 seconds. They're not feeling it. I go, all right. So then we decide to go to the gay bar. And then... And I made sure not to write about this on Twitter because I like to learn from my mistakes. But someone had a seizure at the gay bar.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe drug-induced. I don't know.
Why couldn't you have written about it?
Well, last time I did it, it didn't go over well. So.
But that was when you worked for a whole different facility.
I know, but I'm
well,
I have
she
PTSD,
got, like, death
really.
Threats and stuff.
Yeah, oh, so okay. I just said, oh, you know, someone's dying. That's cool. You know, not my problem. It's, you know.
Right.
Just keep it to myself. So the EMTs roll in, and the gay guys could not give a fuck. They didn't care. It was just some, like, you know, lesbian that they didn't care about.
So let me guess. When that happened, the music stopped. The lights came on, right?
The lights came on. The music didn't stop. The DJ said, hey, guys, we're turning the lights on. When the EMTs leave, we'll turn it off.
Back on.
But the music stayed going.
The music was fucking bumping.
Hey, let me tell you about gays, man. They don't give a fuck. They're going to get their party on, and you can have your little situation all you want.
Yeah, not their problem.
We'll help you, but it ain't going to fuck up our vibe.
Yeah, and let me tell you,
I really respect gays in that matter. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and listen, if you want to talk about people who are judgmental and bitches, I mean, gay dudes don't give a fuck. Like, they will talk shit to your face.
Yeah, I know.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
I respect it. So, you know, everyone just dancing and doing the damn thing.
And plus, you feel very secure around gay guys because they're trying not to fuck you.
Yeah, although a lot of them wanted to dance with us girls, it seemed like.
Yeah.
But they wanted to be the girl, which was weird. So they're like, get behind me.
I'm
going to
think you might like that.
It was, hey, I did not like it.
That might be the combination we're missing out on.
Okay.
I did not like it. It was
you
cool.
You did not like it.
I did not like it. But,
right.
You know, some weird, you know, white dude is like grabbing my hands and dancing like, you know, it's like we're doing the hokey pokey or something. It was kind of weird. But, you know, I roll with it. I roll with the punches. Saw that guy. Took a picture with him. I beelined that guy. I go, I got to take a picture with that guy ASAP Rocky. The guy with the, I don't even know what you call it. Like a BDSM chain. I don't know. Caveman would know because he's in that fucking crazy shit. But
Ball gag Willie.
Okay.
Yeah, that picture I posted.
Right. I didn't see it, but I'll go look.
We showed it on the show yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So you went that guy.
And then the fire department came, and I think at that point we realized, you know, it's time for the night to come to a close.
And what are you looking, 3-4 o'clock?
It was like 2, and then we went to my friend Kelly's house, and I, you know, smoked some weed, and then just went the fuck home. It was great.
You doing cocaine?
No. Mm-mm.
Were you looking for some?
No. No, I was not.
I bet you four girls were probably, I bet the conversation came up.
About coke?
Yeah, you make any coke?
No, there was no coke talk, but there was a really fucking weirdo dude that came up to us. He gave me axe murderer vibes, and he was trying to seduce me with talks of acid. And I was like, I gotta go. Bye. See you later.
Yeah, you could have been dead.
Yeah.
Like the...
like marbles. That was almost a year ago,
like
by the
Gabby.
Way. Oh, shit. Damn, Bubba.
I'm just saying. And guys, right. I mean, you think so Gabby's family thought that the Brian Laundry guy was a weirdo? Probably not.
So they called off the search of that reserve?
Right.
And they reinstated it. Now they're going to go to the other side of where it's at,
okay,
like on the Venice side, they said.
Cues
so, yeah,
and
they're.
Clues.
Yeah, so now they're.
Oh, Lummy's back.
He offed himself, and
you think
they're
so?
Trying to find. I don't know. Mm. Let's get a bearing on Lummy.
I feel like I think he's alive. I kind of believe Blitz. Now.
I feel like I got to poop, and I'm going to be late to the dentist, so we're going to have to wrap this up.
All right, well, that's pretty much the end of the story.
we're going to get a look see on Lummy.
We're looking suave.
Damn, Lummy. I don't know. I just can't continue to outdo myself. Look at that, Blitz, in the lines.
It really
like,
makes the eyes pop.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes popped. You might get a little fertilization tonight, Lummy. Actually,
yeah,
Lummy,
pop that water bag, Lummy.
Actually, Lummy, I don't think you can fuck now,
I
can
can't.
You?
I haven't been able to.
When did
to
fucking stop?
No, he can't.
I can't.
Oh.
But she can fuck him.
I can't.
You can't fuck?
No, I'm not allowed.
But she can fuck
Wait, hold
you.
On. And this is...
Because you're a condition?
Yeah, because the doctor...
Oh, but can she still fuck? I don't think
she
can.
No, she can't either now.
So there's no fucking.
No, there's no fucking.
I mean, does your equipment work all right?
No, it's fucked up. He said it's...
No, I'm asking him, man.
He's such a dick, Blitz.
Blitz, is your... I mean,
hold
Lummy,
on, why am I... What?
Lummy,
that's a fair question.
Yeah, right. You can
Lummy,
see there's something behind that.
Lummy, do you need to go to GetRomans.com, Lummy?
Is it because of the blood?
Yeah, it's the blood. The blood's not back
Lummy,
yet.
That's a fair question, Lummy. I wasn't even being a dick. I was asking for real.
Lummy, your dick ain't working.
It's going to take a little bit of time to get the blood back.
Lummy, really? You got a broken dick?
Yeah, but it's going to come back.
I didn't even know that, Lummy. I wasn't like trying to throw
Lummy,
you in the
you
bus.
Tried to, have you tried to get it hard and you just can't?
No.
Well, that's a yes. That's a yes.
I haven't tried.
Then how would you know your dick's broken?
He was just crying about this literally
hours
ago.
They said that, you know, it's going to take a while to get enough blood to go down there. And if
what?
It does, I could die.
Man, they're so full of shit, Lummy.
If you get your dick hard,
it's
you might
like
die.
It's like it fucking goes out of your body.
I'm just telling you.
He said if you try to get a boner,
no,
you might die.
I guess something happens. My blood pressure gets
what
too high
the
or whatever.
Fuck
if your blood
ever
pressure gets too high,
Lummy.
Lummy,
this is some horse
this
shit,
some
man. This is some bullshit,
witch
Lummy.
Doctor,
he's
fucking
up.
Bullshit. Yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying.
No, hold on. Maybe the having sex part's true, like because
yes.
They don't want you to like use all the energy.
I
get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but not that you can't get a boner. Like you can lay there and have her use her hand.
Yeah, but I meant it's just not you know
whatever.
It's
I gotta
not
go
back
to
yet.
Fucking
okay?
Dennis. I gotta
yeah,
go
I'm just
gonna
go to Dennis.
Lummy's
enough
got
of
a
your
broken
horse shit.
Lummy's got
get
a broken dick.
I gotta get Romans.
Okay.
No, I don't know even that.
Hey, Lummy,
it.
Keep us all informed in case something happens. I know it's coming up.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bubba,
so
much.
Are you scheduled to be in tomorrow?
Yes, I am, Bubba. Thank you so much.
But
for
if something
dear.
Happens,
but his schedule's not being Thursday and Friday, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Probably gonna have Dan in one of those days.
Friday, he said coming for sure. Friday.
Yeah, Friday. So I'm going to the dentist.
You
good
are?
Luck.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
Bye.